Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports and sometimes cultural history lesson based on today's hat. It's September 5th, and I'm wearing a special edition Chicago Cubs Margaritaville straw hat, given away with a special ticket at the September 2nd Cubs-Pirates game, and a t-shirt from Obvious Shirts. Jimmy Buffett died on September 1st, 2023, following a four-year battle with a rare and aggressive skin cancer called Merkel cell carcinoma. Only the second time I'd ever heard that name, with the first being the New York Giants Fred Merkel, coincidentally one of the subjects from yesterday's recap. So today we deal in seconds, and in fact we're doing a two-part episode today for the first time ever. Yesterday we talked about Cubs second baseman Johnny Evers' second attempt at a heady baseball play trying to get an out at second base, one which made Merkel a household name. While Evers didn't get the call the first time he tried it on September 4th, 1908, 19 days later, he did get that call. The league compelled a replay of what had become a tie game, and the Cubs ultimately ended up winning their second World Series title. Nearly a century after Fred's gaffe, the Cubs won the right to hold concerts at Wrigley Field, supposedly the first of which was Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefers' A Salty Piece of Land tour on September 4th and 5th, 2005, so today is theoretically the anniversary of the second concert at Wrigley. Except it wasn't. 83 years earlier, the Cubs erected lights and staged 6 weeks of concerts on Wednesday nights at 8:30. These events at what was then Cubs Park were a series of opera shows put on for the benefit of war orphans and kindred philanthropies, with the opener featuring Columbia Records contralto Serena Van Gordon and a 100-piece orchestra performing on a platform erected over the infield, with the conductors standing on the pitcher's mound. At Wrigley last weekend, I was fortunate enough to see Pearl Jam, my second concert at Wrigley after seeing The Boss last summer, the second time I'd seen him in a baseball park after a 2003 show at Pac Bell. Eddie Vedder told a touching story Saturday night about his childhood encounter with Walter Payton, which made him calling Walter's son Jarrett onto the stage all that more poignant. And just as Eddie Vedder's had a lifelong connection with Walter Payton, Jimmy Buffett had a lifelong connection with the Cubs. In fact, his 2005 shows weren't his first or even second time performing at the Friendly Confines. Jimmy sang the national anthem for Game 1 of both the 84 and 89 NLCS, and also sang the stretch for Game 1 of the 2003 NLCS, a series which would end with a different name than Merkel, going down in history for all the wrong reasons.